from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's talk some Eagles football. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today. Away from the Tasty Cake studio, we are at Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. By the way, our home base next week, Monday. Let me get the days right here. I got it right in front of me here somewhere. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we will be broadcasting from Eagles training camp next week. So those will be fun shows. Ordinarily, we've got some interviews of players during those shows. So they should be good shows Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. Eagles' first game, regular season game, is in exactly 3 weeks in Brazil. So 21 days away from that. And a man who covers it all, Elliot Shurparks. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Good, buddy.
Great.
All right, Elliot, do you want to start with the player or group that stood out to you the most, good or bad, last night, or the preseason product, and whether it's acceptable or unacceptable? Which topic hits you more?
I mean, let's start with the player, because I think I'm going to disagree with you pretty firmly on the preseason one. Maybe we can save that.
Give me a player or a group that did really well or not so well last night.
Yeah, so I think we got what we love in Philly more than anything is we got a quarterback controversy on our hands heading back to the NovaCare for these next set of practices. I thought Tanner McKee was the winner last night in terms of stock up. I thought he really helped himself to the point where I wonder if teams are going to start calling and kind of testing how bad the Eagles really want to keep him and maybe offer something substantial for him. I thought he looked awesome. He clearly throws a really nice football. He played well despite having, you know, third-string guys all around him. And this is kind of a continuation of last year where he looked really good in the preseason as well. So, you know, I'll say in Kenny Pickett's defense, Kenny has been better than Tanner in practices, I think. But it's clear when the lights are on, Tanner played better. So, you know, I think these next 4 or 5 practices in the final game, like that second quarterback job could be up for grabs.
Elliot, does it set up a dicey situation in the locker room that the defensive starters, a lot of them are playing, and the offense still has not, and I would expect will not play during the preseason?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the counter I guess I would give is the guys that are playing on defense, outside of maybe Devin White, don't really have an argument for saying they deserve the same treatment the offensive guys do. I mean, the guys that are sitting on offense are all like all-pro, Pro Bowl-type players. Jalen, A.J., Devontae, Lane, Mailata. Now, the interior offensive linemen are not, but you can't really mix and match along the offensive line. The guys that are playing on defense, like Slay's not playing, Brandon Graham isn't playing, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, like, they, you know, I know they didn't play last night, but they can't really say anything about it. So I get your point, but ultimately it is what it is. The guys on the offensive side of the ball have achieved things in the NFL that the defensive guys have not. So I don't think they really have any room to complain.
So we saw Steen go down with the injury. What happens now with the right guard competition?
Yeah, I don't think there is a competition. And to be honest, I don't really think there ever was. I know the Eagles portrayed there was a competition. But when you just give the job to Becton after Steen goes down with that injury, it's clear you never wanted Steen to be that starting right guard. I never got a sense all offseason that they were confident in Steen. I thought last year they had opportunities to play Steen, and they passed on that. And so, you know, now he's hurt, unfortunately, which you know, you never want to see that. But Mekhi Becton is going to be the starting right guard against the Packers in Brazil, barring an injury of his own. But I think that's what the Eagles have always wanted. I don't know if Becton has earned the job. I don't think Becton has looked outstanding in practice. I think they always wanted to give him the job, and I think that's what they're now able to do.
Does it feel like this team's light on a U tight end? The U being the second tight end, the guy that balances the formation if you go two tight ends and you try to run it. I know Grant Calcaterra is listed as our tight end two.
Blocking tight end.
Yeah, he's not a blocking tight end. Is he complete enough as a tight end to even be residing there? Like, do we need to go out and find someone else, or do we have enough at tight end to make this offense work, Elliot?
Yeah, so I think that when it comes to tight end, they're always going to prioritize pass catchers. It just is what it is. They're lucky that Goddard is a pretty good blocker in addition to being, obviously, a great receiving tight end. And Calcaterra has been their best backup tight end in camp. In terms of a blocking tight end, you're right. Like, that Calcaterra, that is definitely not his strength. CJ Uzomah has been in the NFL for a while, you know, but he's not a great blocking tight end. Albert O is not good at it. So they are thin there. But I just don't think they're going to take a roster spot from a quality receiving tight end for blocking. I mean, they have what should be a great set of tackles to block. They should have a good offensive line. They've paid Saquon a lot of money. Like, they should be able to run the ball without a good backup blocking tight end, and I think that's just where their priority will lie.
Elliot, do we know, and I think the answer is no, but you'll know better than me, do we know if Jalen wanted to play last night?
So I don't know the definitive answer to that. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, Jalen probably always wants to play, like as most players would say, but ultimately, you know, I don't think these players want to risk themselves to injury. Like, it's an exciting preseason game for things like backup battles and all that, but it's just not a meaningful football game for guys that have accomplished as much as Jalen and AJ and those guys have. So I'm sure they would have enjoyed playing, but no, I don't think Jalen was like begging to play and they sat him. I think he was probably okay with their plan.
All right, Elliot, so let's talk about the product because, you know, I was okay with Jalen not playing for preparation for the season. I think John overrates the importance of guys playing, but I do know from an entertainment standpoint, having so many guys sit out made it, I thought, frankly, very boring. I thought it was the lowest point I've seen in the preseason that's not like the fourth quarter of the final game. I just thought it was boring from the beginning until the very end when it was interesting for a couple minutes. What do you make of the product in the year 2024, the preseason product?
I just think you're expecting unfair things from the product. Like, you're buying something knowing that that's not what you're going to get. You knew the starters were not going to play. Preseason right now is about backup battles.
I didn't actually know it. I thought it, but I didn't know it. Now, maybe next year I'll just know it.
How could you not know it? If you follow this team for the last year, they never play their starters. Even if they do, they play them for five or six snaps. So it's not like those five or six snaps in a three-hour product drastically change it. The preseason is about training camp battles. It is for people who want to watch and see, like Richie, if they have a good backup U block tight end. Right? that is what the preseason.
John, I think
is
he
about.
Just took a little shot at you, a little shot.
But no, it's just football guys using
that
football.
Spot matters.
But I just think it's like everyone turns on these preseason games and goes, "Oh my God, it's the third and Jalen's not playing." Duh. No, no one expected that. So if you sit there for 3 hours and just think,
I expected him to play. I expected him to be out there for something. The best quarterbacks in the NFL played this preseason. Why is he different?
Because the Eagles don't play their best players in the preseason. That's how they've
well,
done
that's
it
a mistake.
For years. No, I know.
You,
but I'm
in order to practice.
Well, John, they have made the playoffs six of the last football. Seven. They have made the playoffs six of the last 7 years. So they're doing
it.
Something right.
But we knew last year it wasn't the team we wanted it to be, right? It wasn't good
well,
enough.
Well, eventually.
What about the prior 2 years? What about the prior 2 years? Were they good enough then? They weren't supposed to play playoffs.
Certainly.
They didn't lose the Super Bowl. Here's the way I'll put it, Elliot. They did not lose the Super Bowl in February of 2023 because they didn't play in a preseason
but
game.
But this is a mindset that matters. This is the mindset that the Detroit Lions have that the 49ers out in San Francisco have, and we
have
need to maintain
teams.
Somehow. But we won't. We won't. Look, this coaching staff is not generating the proper attitude in this team if they're soft.
Elliot, he'll never move off this. He'll
but
be 80 years
that's
old.
Dead wrong. There's no
yeah.
evidence. There's no evidence to support
right.
what you just said.
All right, Elliot. Let's get to other players on the team. Let's go backup linebackers. Trott Jr. and N'Kobe Dean. Where do you think they stand in their quest to try to become a starter? What did last night show?
Yeah, I think they both have helped their stock a ton. And I'll put my hand up and say I thought the linebacker battle with Zach Bond was over. And it still might be. Like, week one, Bond might get more snaps. But Nakobe has been awesome over the last week. In both preseason games, I think he's been good. He had a great practice against the Patriots earlier this week in New England. He's really helping his stock. Trotter looks like he's already played in the NFL for 3 years. The way he's able to diagnose pre-snap and be in the right place is super impressive. So in terms of being starters week one, I think it will still be Devin White and Zach Bond. But the real takeaway is it has been a long time since Eagles had two young linebackers that you felt could be here for like years and years that both looked good, and it looks like they have that. So with Howie, he's really been hit or miss at the position, and it looks like he's really hit this offseason because I think both of them could be contributing players this year.
You know, by the way, got to give a tip of the hat to Trot Sr. You know, Elliot, he told me when his son was in grade school that he had him watching like hardcore, watching film way back when he was young, which I'm guessing most, you know, sixth graders aren't doing. I mean, I just can't imagine that's happening.
Well, especially at the linebacker position.
It's
probably going to be a quarterback.
I'm sure some kids are trying, but they don't have an NFL linebacker telling them what to watch properly while they're watching that tape. Hey, Elliot, so Nolan Smith put his face on the quarterback, got called, 15-yard penalty. What kind of guy is he? Is he like a loose cannon guy? I'm getting remnants of Derek Barnett, where you got Nick Sirianni on the sideline saying, why is it always him? Is Nolan Smith a little bit of a crazy, loose cannon type dude, and does he need to rein it in?
You know, personality-wise, he's very different from Barnett. Barnett was quiet. He didn't really talk much. He was not like a rah-rah guy. Nolan Smith, from my experience of being around him, is very much a rah-rah, like, always has, reminds me, honestly, somewhat of Jalen in the way that he just has a lot of, like, sayings he has about working hard and all those things. But you're right, on the field, Nolan Smith has made mistakes, and that penalty last night was a really bad one. And, you know, that aside, I just don't think Nolan has shown in two games what the Eagles were hoping. I know he had that sack last night. This is now twice he's been late in the game with the sack. You know, early on, he's not doing anything against even the top backup on another roster. So I don't think he has helped himself.
He's been unblocked for his sacks also.
Elliot, are you saying Nolan Smith, Marcus Smith?
Oh.
That's probably a better comparison than Barnett, honestly. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All right, Elliot, wonderful report, my man. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, Elliot.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Elliot.
Well, look, it's way
or
too
early. No thanks. This might be terrible.
It's too early. I was sort of joking. I will say Marcus Smith, to me, it was very obvious in his first year that he absolutely did not have
so that
it.
Was everyone different.
Knew. Yeah, like everybody
Nolan,
knew.
Nolan Smith.
He was on the ground every play. He was knocked on the ground every play. And I remember,
Nolan Smith is a lot better than that.
I remember, yeah, I think so too, John. I remember, I'm not sure on Nolan Smith, but it'd be hard for Nolan Smith to be as bad as Marcus Smith. I remember within a couple of games of Marcus Smith's career, I said, this guy's not going to have 100 tackles in his career. And I think we looked it up a couple years ago. I think it ended up being like 25 tackles.
No, G. Cobb saw him at practice one day, like early on, and told us that, you know, the guy can't play. I mean, literally said he can't play.
Can't play.
And it was not a long – he had not been here very long.
That's right. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, more of Nick Sirianni after the game on the last couple days, you know, not playing the starters, more of what he said there. How about Tanner McKay postgame and Kenny Pickett postgame on this second string quarterback battle or not battle? That and more, plus pop culture pizza hammer at 8:30 and the calls on all these topics as we broadcast from Borgata on 94 WIP.
Colonial Marble and Granite is here to help you beat the summer heat, and they have stone cold savings on the region's widest selection of natural and fabricated stone. How about 20% off fully installed countertops starting at $2,999 plus a 23-inch stainless steel sink on them. Colonial Marble and Granite's expert specialists will fully install up to 20 square feet of promotional marble, natural stone, and quartz with Colonial's comprehensive service. They'll be there with you from start to finish. Design and fabrication, their designers are amazing. Delivery, installation, you just get to sit back, chill out, and they will do all the work and build you an absolutely beautiful kitchen that you will love. Visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, King of Prussia, go check out that showroom in King of Prussia. It's massive. You will absolutely find what you're looking for. Or Harrisburg to discover their high-quality selection of natural and engineered stone materials. And take advantage of these discounts. But don't delay. The sun sets on these savings on Monday, August 19th. Restrictions apply. Visit colonialmarble.net for details.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.